So if somebody is given a special service and we are longing for that service, but we are not getting it, somebody else is getting it, how do we see it at that time? Yeah, it's a difficult situation. We have to know also that the advancement doesn't come only by doing the service. It also comes by our consciousness. Somebody may be doing a service and they are proud. You see, I did so much service. Then actually, their consciousness may not go too closer to Krishna by that. Their consciousness may actually, they just may go just simply towards their ego, and their ego may grow by that. On the other hand, somebody is not able to do the service, but they're longing for it. Krishna, I'm so unqualified, I'm so sinful, that's why I'm not getting the service, but please allow me to get the service. And our longing for serving Krishna increases, we may still make spiritual advancement. So the spiritual advancement doesn't depend only on doing the service. Spiritual advancement is not necessary if we do the service. And spiritual advancement is not blocked if we don't do the service. It's more a matter of consciousness. Now, having said that, it's not only consciousness. Service is also important. And then if somebody is getting a particular service and somebody is not getting, we can ourselves see, okay, what can I do to get this service? Rather than thinking that this devotee is getting service, I am not getting service. We can think, okay, what is this devotee doing? How can I become a more resourceful instrument in the hands of Guru and Krishna? Maybe I can learn this, I can do this, then I may get this service. So rather than thinking that if that devotee goes up, I can't go up, it's not like... That's fine. I'm saying is that even if we don't get any particular service, it's that rather than thinking that it's like sometimes if you have an elevator, which can only accommodate one person, and that person gets into the elevator, I can't get into the elevator. But here we can see that each one of us has a personal relationship with Krishna, and each one of us has our own way in which you can express our relationship with Krishna. So rather than thinking, okay, this devotee has got a service, I have not got it, you can think, okay, how can I become more resourceful? How maybe I can learn some more skills, maybe I can get some more resources, I can make some more friends, whatever it takes, by which we can ourselves move forward in our relationship with Krishna. And sometimes, because certain things are finite, that certain things are finite means that, say, there is that pastime when Krishna was in Mathura and Shrutadeva and Bahulashu, both of them invited him to their houses, the Brahmin and the king. And Krishna expanded into and went to both houses. Now, in today's world, we can't do that. So, because it's finite, sometimes some people may just get service, sometimes we may not get. So, that's okay. What we should see is that if I just keep doing whatever service I am doing. There are two aspects in bhakti, that one is desiring and the other is demanding. So Prabhupada says that a devotee always desires to see Krishna, but a devotee never demands to see Krishna. If we don't desire to have the darshan of Krishna, then where is our devotion? You know, naturally as a devotee you want to see Krishna. But if you start demanding, then where is that? How is that a service? Mm-hmm. We are putting ourselves in an authoritative position. Krishna has to obey me. Krishna has to fulfill my desire. Krishna, Prabhupada says, Krishna is not our order carrier. So therefore, we can certainly desire, but we don't demand. And sometimes we may express our desire also to seniors, to whoever the authorities. And we don't make it into a demand, but we desire. So, by the desiring, we will move forward. Then, in due course, Krishna will see that desire, Krishna will reciprocate. So, we don't have to give up the desire just because the desire is not manifesting. But we shouldn't think that just because the desire is not manifesting, that doesn't mean my spiritual advancement is blocked. Spiritual advancement is possible in many different ways, including just the strengthening of the desire also. Sometimes, somebody may get so much service. Once I was giving a seminar on chanting, one devotee told me, I'm afraid of chanting. I said, why? He says, chanting means we pray to Krishna, Krishna, please engage me in your service. I already have too much service. So sometimes if you are doing some surveys and that time you start feeling, oh, when will this service end? Then that's not a very healthy consciousness. It may happen sometimes like that because just too much things are there. But if that's what is happening regularly, then that's also not healthy. So Krishna says, Bhajatam Priti Purvakam. Service should, we should be able to do service in an affectionate way, in a way that is pleasing to Krishna and to the devotees. Okay. Thank you.